Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Imaginable by Jane McGonigal, a thought-provoking guide to understanding and shaping your future. Published in 2022, this book offers a transformative approach to how we envision and influence our tomorrows. Jane McGonigal, a renowned future forecaster and game designer, employs psychology-based games to stretch the reader's imagination, equipping them with tools to positively alter their perception of what's ahead. By engaging with the book's interactive exercises, readers learn to prepare for future challenges and opportunities with both strategy and excitement. Imaginable is especially relevant for those who find themselves overwhelmed by pessimistic views of the future, as well as action-driven individuals who crave practical steps towards creating a better world. It's also a vital read for anyone who believes the future is out of their hands. The author brings formidable expertise to her writing as a director of games research and development at the Institute for the Future and a celebrated academic associated with Stanford University. Her previous works, including New York Times bestsellers Reality is Broken and Super Better, along with her widely viewed TED Talks, underscore her innovative approach to using gaming strategies for real-world applications. Join us as we explore how Imaginable equips readers not just to forecast the future, but to forge it actively. Whether you're looking to break free from doom-laden predictions or searching for a dynamic way to contribute to societal improvements, this book promises to expand your horizons and inspire transformative thinking. Imaginable. How to see the future coming and feel ready for anything, even things that seem impossible today. Introduction. Peek into the future with Imaginable. How foresight becomes a skill. Ever found yourself wishing for a glimpse into what tomorrow holds? Imagine harnessing that curiosity into a refined skill that not only prepares you for future uncertainties, but also empowers you to shape them. In Imaginable by Jane McGonigal, a visionary in future forecasting, readers are introduced to transformative ideas that change the way we perceive and influence our future. This isn't just about predictions. It's about creating actionable strategies that steer us towards a more desirable outcome in our personal and professional lives. Through a series of thought-provoking exercises, the book strips away the layers of fear and apprehension often associated with the unknown, replacing them with tools of creativity, resilience, and optimism. These exercises aren't just theoretical, but are designed to upgrade your mindset and thrust you forward into a future where you're an active participant. The book delves deep into the concept of simulations, an intriguing method that McGonigal advocates for building resilience. By simulating various scenarios, one can mentally and emotionally prepare for different outcomes, reducing the shock and inertia experienced when unexpected events occur. Moreover, Imaginable sheds light on the optimal timeline for setting goals. Here, Jane McGonigal doesn't just offer a method, but redefines goal setting by integrating it with forward-thinking foresight, ensuring that our ambitions are not just reactions to the present, but proactive steps towards an envisioned future. A particularly compelling segment of the book discusses hard empathy, a concept that extends beyond mere understanding and into action, taking tangible steps towards making the world a better place. By practicing hard empathy, individuals are encouraged to envision and implement pathways that lead to collective well-being, rather than passive sympathy. In summary, Imaginable provides readers with not just a mindset, but a skill set that turns the daunting task of imagining the future into an exciting, achievable art. This book is an essential tool for anyone looking to thrive in an ever-evolving world by staying ahead of the curve and shaping it. So if you're ready to transform your imagination into a potent tool for forecasting and crafting the future, Imaginable is your essential guide. Part 1. Unlock the power of future visualization. Imagine you could step into a time machine right now. Would you dare peek into your future? Grab a pen and paper. This exercise is about to make the concept of time travel a lot less fictional and a lot more practical. Ready to begin your journey? Picture yourself waking up tomorrow. Visualize every detail, the room, the source of light, the first sound that greets you. What's the first thing you do? Congratulations, you've just completed your first exercise in future visualization. Now, let's stretch our imagination further. Envision waking up 1 year from today. Pause for a moment. Where are you? Who might be beside you? Note any differences in how you feel or how you start your day compared to now. Was it easier or harder to fill in the details? Take a deep breath. Our next stop is a decade from now. Close your eyes and project yourself 10 years into the future. Think about where you are, who you are, and your surroundings. What do you hear, smell, and feel? What will you do first? You might have noticed it was almost effortless to visualize tomorrow, but projecting a decade into the future was likely more challenging. This exercise isn't just about thinking ahead. It's about expanding the capabilities of your mind to craft detailed future scenarios. What you're practicing is known as episodic future thinking, or EFT. It's a scientific term for a profound skill, mentally constructing future realities. This isn't mere daydreaming. It's a dynamic simulation of future possibilities. EFT encourages you to address four pivotal questions invariably shaping your future outlook. 1. Where am I in this future scene? 2. What has changed about the world to make this new reality possible? 3. What desires drive me in this future, and how do I achieve them? 4. How do I feel in this envisioned future? Through these questions, EFT doesn't only stretch imagination, but also orients actions and emotions towards crafting a desired future, guiding you to evaluate and, if necessary, redirect your current path to ensure what you imagine can indeed become reality. Such vivid future imaging isn't merely an exercise in creativity. It's a critical tool for planning and preparation, a rehearsal for what might come, and a strategy to mold the future as you see fit. By repeatedly visiting your memory of the future, you can identify whether these images inspire happiness or dread, guiding you to adjust your present actions to foster the future you yearn to realize. So, is the future you just imagined one you eagerly anticipate? If not, now is the time to consider what can be changed. After all, the future isn't something that simply happens to us. It's a world we have the power to shape right now. Part 2. Embrace the decade challenge. Expand your mind with 10 years. 10 years, it holds a certain mystical quality in planning, doesn't it? When asked, when does the future start? Most of us think of a decade as a significant, almost magical span that bridges the present with the future. It's long enough to foster change yet within a reachable horizon. We earmark our existence in decades, from the decades of our age to historical eras, tagged by their most defining traits, like the Roaring Twenties or the Vibrant Nineties. Understanding a decade's span helps cultivate what we call time spaciousness, an awareness that while change is possible, there is ample time to adapt and influence outcomes. This realization fosters a sense of hope and control, reducing the anxiety that sometimes accompanies drastic future shifts. Let's illustrate this. Imagine setting a minor task for yourself, like reading this summary, and giving yourself a decade to complete it. Odd as it may seem, logging that into your digital calendar symbolizes boundless time. Contrary to promoting procrastination, this practice can boost productivity. Research suggests that the more time-rich we perceive ourselves, the higher our efficiency and overall task satisfaction. So why not stretch those personal or professional deadlines? Envision spending 10 years refining a project or learning a new skill. This framework could surprisingly lead to faster achievement due to the psychological spaciousness it provides. Moving forward with the concept of a decade, imagine your life in 10 years with the aid of what futurists call future scenarios. These are detailed narratives that paint a picture of a future world distinctively different from today. To engage effectively with these scenarios, Let your imagination dive into the dramatic and the bizarre. Jim Dator, a renowned futurist, famously stated that any useful statement about the future should at first seem ridiculous. Embracing the absurdity can unlock creativity and broaden your thinking horizons. Here's a simple yet revealing exercise to test Dator's law. Take a list of 5 current truths. For example, 1. Shoes are not free. 2. Most people have multiple pairs of shoes. Now invert these. 1. Shoes are free. 2. Most people own just one pair of shoes. Explore these scenarios. How could these opposites become true? Perhaps shoes become a service offered in exchange for data, similar to social media platforms. Or maybe a drastic reduction in consumption alters lifestyle choices globally due to climate change initiatives. Extend this exercise to personal facts. For instance, if today you say, "I am a journalist," transpose that to, "I manage a taco shop." Delve into the possibilities this change could unfold. What societal shifts would lead there, and how would it feel? This isn't planning for life's next big pivot, but rather a means to make our imagination muscles more flexible, equipped to navigate and ideate over the myriad possibilities our futures could unfold. By loosening up our perceptions of what could be, we ready ourselves to not only anticipate change, but actively participate in its creation. So, looking ahead, how prepared do you feel to turn these imaginative leaps into reality? Part 3. Discovering tomorrow's potentials hidden in today's reality. The year is 2010, and Jane McGonigal, the author of Imaginable, is launching an innovative large-scale simulation game titled Evoke. Set squarely in the future of 2020, this game challenges nearly 20,000 participants to navigate a series of global crises, including a pandemic, misinformation spread through social media, and severe weather events, over the course of 10 weeks. Participants are tasked with imagining their responses, from adopting face masks to altering social behaviors. Actions eerily reminiscent of the actual events of 2020. This isn't mere coincidence. McGonigal drew inspiration from trends and predictions long foreseen by experts, tapping into what are known as future forces, phenomena poised to significantly disrupt societal norms. These can also be termed megatrends or drivers of change, often starting as subtle signals that indicate shifts in our global landscape. For instance, consider the emergence of the grizzly bear, a hybrid species resulting from the mating of polar bears and grizzly bears driven south by the warming Arctic. This new species not only highlights the harsh impacts of climate change on biodiversity, but also showcases an unexpected resilience in the face of drastic environmental shifts. A lesson that could soon be pertinent to human populations adjusting to changing climates. To spot these signals of change yourself, you might start with a simple internet search on the future of any topic that intrigues you. This could range from critical issues like mental health or prison reform to lighter subjects like the future of cake. Dive into resources like the World Economic Forum's Global Risks Report, which outlines significant global threats like climate change, pandemics, and cyber attacks anticipated to shape the coming decade. Identifying these forces requires employing what McGonigal refers to as your shadow imagination, a facet of your mind that contemplates potential challenges and how they might unfold. Next, engage your positive imagination. Reflect on the future forces you've outlined and select one that sparks hope. Envision this positive scenario reaching its full potential and immerse yourself in the feelings of excitement and gratitude that follow. This practice of balancing shadow with positive imagination cultivates what McGonigal calls urgent optimism, a proactive enthusiasm coupled with a realistic approach to future challenges. Urgent optimism isn't about being blindly optimistic, rather, it's about being passionately motivated to influence positive change, equipped with the belief that actionable steps can be taken to mitigate or even avert looming crises. It encourages a mindset where you're not overwhelmed by the potential negatives of the future, but are energized to rise each morning, ready to make a meaningful impact. Through understanding and exploring the forces shaping our world, you train your imagination not only to anticipate the future, but to actively participate in its creation, ensuring you're not just a bystander in the unfolding story of tomorrow. Part 4. Transforming Tomorrow by Understanding Your Future Self Today. Picture this. Your future self is almost like a stranger to you. It sounds dramatic, but according to neuroscience, this is not far from the truth. Studies utilizing MRI imaging show that when individuals envision themselves in the future, their brains process these thoughts as if they are considering another person entirely. From a first-person perspective, where experiences and sensations are vividly personal, the mind shifts to a third-person, outsider's perspective when contemplating future actions and decisions. This neural shift explains why envisioning oneself a decade into the future can so powerfully expand the imagination. It forces you out of your normal frame of reference and challenges the boundaries of self-perception. However, this detachment can also create a barrier to taking actions that would benefit one's future self. When your brain perceives your future self as an outsider, it may exhibit less self-control, save less for retirement, give in to temptations more readily, and give up sooner when challenges arise. After all, why strain yourself today for a stranger you'll meet 10 years down the line? Breaking through this psychological barrier requires developing a profound sense of empathy towards your future self, treating this stranger with as much care as you would a close, cherished friend. This is where understanding the types of empathy becomes crucial. There's easy empathy, the immediate, intuitive connection you feel with someone else's situation, because you've experienced something similar yourself. For example, if you've suffered through a natural disaster, you might instinctively empathize with others going through similar crises. Then there's hard empathy, a more challenging but deeply transformative type. This form of empathy requires an effortful attempt to understand and share the feelings of those with whom we have no immediate, obvious connection. It demands imagination and the willingness to mentally and emotionally step into lives radically different from our own. To develop hard empathy, try this exercise. Choose a character from a news story whose life circumstances vastly differ from yours. Devote time to genuinely imagine your life under those conditions. Consider the daily realities, challenges, and decisions you would face. This mental journey isn't just an exercise in compassion. It's a critical strategy for connecting with your future self. As you deepen this practice, you'll start to see your future self not as a stranger, but as a friend whose well-being deeply matters. This shift is vital to motivate present actions that are designed to benefit your future, be it through financial savings, health investments, or career planning, thereby ensuring a tomorrow that is not only imaginable, but also desirable for both you and the broader world. Part 5. Turn gaming strategies into real-world resilience. Playing video games isn't just a form of entertainment. It might just be a beneficial strategy for enhancing your real-life resilience and well-being. Surprising? Perhaps, but studies have demonstrated that gamers often exhibit higher levels of goal setting, greater resilience facing real-world challenges, and a robust tendency to seek and offer help among peers compared to non-gamers. So, what gives gamers this strong sense of agency and self-efficacy? Every video game starts with a challenge or a threat. Think of avoiding ghosts in Pac-Man. Players begin with minimal instructions, forced to navigate their way through puzzles and obstacles, discern helpful allies, and gather necessary resources. This structure demands a strategic approach and quick adaptability, fostering a can-do attitude and increasing confidence as objectives are achieved. This is not so different from training through future scenarios, a method that serves as a therapeutic practice called learned helpfulness. The concept of learned helpfulness is a positive spin on learned helplessness, where instead of feeling ineffectual and passive, individuals cultivate a proactive and empowered mindset. Each successful problem-solving instance, each time a player or individual helps another, they are reinforcing neural pathways that boost their belief in their ability to effect change. Jane McGonigal, the author of Imaginable, suggests seeing these gaming experiences as preparations for future real-world scenarios. She believes in harnessing this mindset as a vital skill for imagining and navigating future uncertainties. To apply this in your daily life or in projections of future scenarios, McGonigal advises asking yourself three key questions. 1. What will be the needs and desires of people in this future scenario? 2. What types of individuals will be most valuable in this envisioned future? 3. How can I leverage my unique skills and strengths to assist others in this scenario? This approach reframes challenges as opportunities, encouraging a mentality where helplessness is replaced with a proactive helpfulness. Every hypothetical and game-like scenario then becomes a rehearsal for impactful real-world action, turning everyday gamers into skilled architects of their own futures. Embrace this method to not only anticipate what the future holds, but actively shape it in a way that utilizes your unique capabilities to contribute positively. Part 6. Experience a future without waste. A 10-day challenge. Imagine stepping into the future, a future where everyday conveniences like garbage collection and recycling bins no longer exist. It might sound far-fetched, but let's dive into this scenario together. Close your eyes and envision the date, June 1, 2032. In this world, the typical garbage can is obsolete, and recycling services have been discontinued. Composting is your only option for waste disposal. This drastic shift was triggered by a federal mandate which, despite initial skepticism, acknowledged the failures of traditional recycling and the health hazards posed by waste incineration. Now imagine a staggering 1,000% sales tax on products with non-compostable packaging. Your morning coffee in a plastic cup suddenly costs $20. However, this new zero-waste policy isn't all about penalties. There are incentives too, like a lucrative reward of $10,000 if the nation can cut its collective waste by 80% within the year. Saved resources are now redirected towards healthcare, education, and universal basic income. Consumer culture has transformed radically. People now invest in experiences over things, embracing a lifestyle where zero waste isn't just encouraged, it's the norm. This societal shift has even spawned a new term among psychologists, zerophoria, a state of contentment derived from living waste-free. This isn't just a thought experiment, it's a challenge. For the next 10 days, as you navigate through your usual activities, consider how each would change if this scenario were real. Keep a future journal to document your reflections and reactions. Here are a few prompts to guide your entries. Summarize today's feelings in one word. Identify one personal habit you could change to produce less trash. Consider what would be most difficult to relinquish or alter in your current lifestyle. Ponder whether you would adapt to or resist this post-trash society, and explore why. Set to record these insights daily, allowing 5 minutes for free written thoughts without censoring or second-guessing. To make this simulation more impactful, share your thoughts with someone else. This interaction will enhance the realism of the experience, making it feel like you're part of a collective endeavor toward a sustainable future. This 10-day journey is grounded in real-world concerns and movements, such as the global waste crisis and the zero-waste movement. By immersing yourself in this future scenario, you aren't just fantasizing about a possible tomorrow. You're mentally and emotionally preparing for real challenges that our world might face. This preparation could empower you with the confidence and optimism needed to navigate and influence the future proactively, turning what once seemed like a distant reality into a lived experience. Final summary. Let's recap the powerful insights and tools we've gathered on this exploratory dive into the future. Thinking about what lies a decade ahead isn't just about anticipating or fearing potential upheavals. It's about actively expanding your mental horizons and fortifying your resilience. By engaging in exercises like envisioning your daily life in a radically different future, you do more than just stretch your creativity. You construct a mental framework that can handle change more fluently. This process, where you practically remember the future, equips you to maintain composure and exemplify what Jane McGonigal calls urgent optimism when faced with real-world situations. Throughout this journey, we've acquired several strategic tools to design and navigate through future scenarios. These methods don't just prepare us for any single predicted event, but enhance our overall capacity to envision, adapt to, and influence future outcomes in our personal and collective lives. By embracing these practices, you're not merely forecasting a distant reality. You're actively participating in shaping it. This proactive stance empowers you to not only envision a hopeful future, but also to take tangible steps towards making it a reality. So, as we move forward, let's carry these tools with us, ready to craft a future that reflects our highest aspirations and deepest values. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.